I'm Phil Collin of Def Leppard on Apple Music Hits. Our biggest album, Hysteria, took years. There was a lot of things happening. You know, Rick Allen had his terrible accident where he lost his arm. We didn't know, actually, if he'd survive. You know, he was in hospital. He pulled through. We had so much to do recording the album that during that time, he was getting better every day. He was practicing, doing all of this stuff. So it was a kind of a grace period, really, for Rick. But we'd finally finished the album, which had been a real struggle. It cost an absolute fortune. And we were just wrapping up, and Joe Elliott was sitting in the corridor playing acoustic guitar, and he's going, sugar on me, like this. And Mutt Lang walked past and goes, what's that? And he goes, oh, I don't know. He said, well, what are you singing? He said, oh, I don't know. He said, well, do it again. And it's, pour some sugar on me. He said, all right, put everything back in. We're gonna do this song. We'd spent 2.5 years, but I think it's really important that we record this song. We write and record this song. It was very different to anything else that was on the album. You know, the song Pour Some Sugar On Me actually featured a rap meter. Like, love is like a bomb, baby, come and get it on. Living like a low with a red iPhone. It's kind of bouncing. It's kind of hip hop in its nature, or rap in its nature. You know, NWA, Public Enemy, bands like that. And Run DMC done the thing with Aerosmith. And we were like, wow, this sounds great. So we decided to do it. Mutt Lang said, this is going to be the vibe of it. It's going to sing there. We're going to have this massive drum thing. Him and Joe went in the corner and they were just scatting, like mumble lyrics. And Mutt said, that sounds like Love Is Like a Bomb, Baby, Come and Get It On. And so that ended up being the very first line. So this song was really exciting in its nature. Just exciting and explosive. And again, it was a rock thing, adopting this modern rap, you know, that had been a social commentary and all of a sudden was becoming a popular music style and a force. It's a pop song as well. And then, you know, I'd do, pour some sugar on me, you know, in the chorus, obviously. So everything about it was new. Even though we just finished our album, it sounded pretty amazing. This kind of was the cherry on top. Something different to the rest of the album. It had an energy and it was the most important song that we did because it was the biggest hit. The album kind of came out and tanked. And then this song come out. It catapulted the album to number one on the Billboard charts. And we became the most popular thing on MTV. MTV was such an aid to our success because it was the right time. You know, we looked more like Duran Duran than we did Iron Maiden. So it was a hybrid, not just the musically, but also the image. And it wasn't done on purpose. It was a little bit more glammy than regular rock bands. So and this song just catapulted us to the top and just gave us a brand new lease on life, you know, a fresh breath of air. So here is Def Leppard and Pour Some Sugar On Me.